In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Jesus asks, as he gets done with the parable, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And of course, the lawyer says, the one who showed him mercy. And mercy is what I hope you will leave with today. Mercy for us, and of course, also with this mercy for others in your life. So I'm going to start asking the kids in here today, do your parents have rules? I know what my kids would say, right? There are a lot of rules in your head. Do you get tired of all the rules, right? Rules about what chores you have to do. Rules about when you have to go to bed and rules when you have to get up in the morning. Rules what you have to eat, what you can't eat. Rules about when you have to do your homework, when you can't watch TV. Rules about how long you can play video games, on and on and on. And then what about you, parents? Do you feel like you have a lot of rules? I always feel like we don't have that many rules, but of course, all parents do, right? That's why all of us, as kids, we said, I can't wait to get out from my parents' rules. How about you teachers? Do teachers have a lot of rules, right? They have to, or it'd be crazy in their rooms, right? They have tons of rules. How about at work, your company you work for? It's amazing how many rules they can have for you. I have a list of rules for being a pastor. You may not think of that, but I do actually, several of them. When I was ordained, I had this whole list of rules I had to promise to do. I had to promise I'd be diligent studying the scriptures, Lutheran confessions. I had to promise I'd be diligent in praying for all of you, for the members of the congregation. So I actually get paid to pray. I told somebody that the other day. I think it's kind of fun. But I also have rules, you know, I promise never ever to divulge any sins that were confessed to me. So I have rules, right? Just like you do. All of us have rules for our jobs. I was thinking, though, what time in my life have I most hated having rules? I wonder what you would say. I'd be curious what you guys would say. When's the time in your life you most hated rules? Maybe it was your parents' rules. For me, it wasn't that. It was college for me. I hated the rules at college. And it was little ones, like, for instance, you know, all the papers you have to write. I used to hate how there was like a gazillion rules about these papers. How many pages they had to be, what size font you had to use, how much spacing between the lines, you know, and, you know, how you had to do your citations. Just tons of rules. But the rule I hated most, and I bet a lot of you will agree with me, the rule I hated most was how often you had to attend class, you know. And I'm embarrassed to say there was one class my fourth year of college I came dangerously close to not passing. And it was fitness evaluation. In layman's terms, PE for college kids. So I, you know, had a problem passing this class, of course. Why? Because I didn't go. And he had a rule that you had to go X amount of times or you could not pass PE. So I barely made it, but I'm here. I did make it. So why is it, you know? I'm just trying to obviously just get you thinking about rules. Why all the rules? You know, why kids? Why your parents have to have rules? Why parents? Why do you have to set any rules? Why all the rules? Now, whenever we ask that question, we all know we've got this answer on the tip of our tongue, I think. It's kind of the pious, feel-good answer. Why all the rules? And we say, well, we have to have all these rules to keep you safe, right? That's kind of the pious answer. They're good for you. But to that we all say, oh, whatever, you know, I don't need your rules to keep me safe. So real, yeah, there's truth in that. Of course we know there's truth in that. We need rules to keep us safe. But why real, I mean, do we really need all these rules? Why really do we need all of them? I bet you've wondered this. And we kind of all deep down know the answer, but we just don't like it. And the answer is because without the rules, we won't do what we're supposed to do. Now we're getting to the point, okay? We need rules because we are sinners. Sinners need rules. Because if we don't have rules, guess what? We'll all do the wrong stuff and we'll think it's just fine. So I can give you some kind of funny, I think kind of silly examples, and I think you'll see exactly what I mean. See, if we're not sinners, we don't need rules. We'd all do what we're supposed to do, and we could just scrap the rules and it'd all be fine. So here's a couple simple examples of this. When I was growing up, my mom, and she happens to be here today, which is kind of funny, but my mom had this, what I would think is a silly rule, okay, that we had to wait till 4 o'clock p.m. exactly to have a snack. 4 o'clock exactly. And we would sit there by the microwave clock waiting for it to turn to 4 o'clock. And we would play games with her, you know, we'd change the time, we'd set the timer for, you know. But why such a dumb rule? It's so arbitrary. 4 o'clock, who cares, right? Well, because she raised 4 sinners. That's why. And if she hadn't given the rule, what would we have been doing? Asking for snacks all day long, right? Now, we should know that's not right. We should know not to pester our mom. We should know not to eat snacks all day. But we wouldn't. Right? We have to have silly rules like this. In our house, I bet this is a rule in a lot of your houses, at least when you had kids or whatever. A rule is that we all have to take turns washing the dishes. Now, if you think about it, that is a silly rule. That's a dumb rule. Wouldn't we all know we have to clean up after ourselves? But we really don't. Guess what would happen if we didn't have the rule? Mom would be doing all the dishes. That's what would happen. Because the rest of us would just get up from the table and leave our dirty dishes, because we're sinners. Okay? And these are simple examples, but obviously you get the point. We need rules because we're sinners. So now just take the simple step and say, well, what about God? Is God just a God of a bunch of rules, like people sometimes complain about him, you know, that he's just a God who loves to give people a bunch of rules? Obviously not. God doesn't want to give you all these rules. Now, he does, and he has to, and yes, the Bible's full of rules, but it's because we're sinners. Rules are not what God is ultimately and primarily about. He's about mercy. So now we're ready to consider this lawyer in the gospel reading who loves rules. And you have to remember, a lawyer then is not a lawyer today. Don't compare the two. A lawyer in Jesus' day is really more like what you think of as a pastor or a priest. A lawyer back then was someone who spent all his life studying the law of Moses, the law of God. So not the law of the land. Very different from a lawyer today. So here's this guy who spends his whole life studying God's law, and he comes up to test Jesus to see if Jesus knows the rules. So he says, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus turns it back at him and says, "Well, you know the rules. What's the rule?" And he answers proudly, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind. Love your neighbor as yourself." "Good," Jesus says. "Now go do that." And this makes the lawyer very upset. What does Jesus mean, "go do that"? So he does the unthinkable. The unthinkable is something no kid would ever do with their parents. He asks for another rule. What an idiot. Another rule. But that's exactly what he wants, right? He says, "Well, Jesus, then who is my neighbor?" Right? Who am I supposed to be loving? Jesus, you're going to have to give me another rule. Because, you know, I want to do it right. So who's my neighbor? Is it that guy over there? Is it this guy over here? Is it my neighbor who's always such a grouch to me? Which neighbor is it I'm supposed to love? Give me a rule and then I'll follow it. See, only a sinner would ask for more rules. That's what he does. So Jesus doesn't give him a rule. No, God will not do that. He gives him a parable. A parable that tells us God really isn't interested in just giving us more rules. What he is really interested in is giving us mercy. So Jesus tells a story, just a genius story, about two of the lawyer's buddies, the priests and the Levites. I mean, these are the guys that hang out together. You know, they're big buddies. And the priests and the Levites, they know the rules too. They're good guys, you know. They know all the rules, what you're supposed to do. But they come by a guy who's dying on the side of the road. And what do? "We got to keep our rules, right? I got to get to the temple. I got to get to the sacrifices, the prayers. And I can't get dirty and unclean helping some sinner like this. He's probably there because he did something wrong anyway." So they're so busy with their rules, they pass him right by. Don't call 911. They don't check and see if he's got a heartbeat. They don't show any love or compassion. They got to keep their rules. But lo and behold, who comes next? A guy with no rules. A Samaritan. Oh, one of those guys, right? And what does he do? The guy with no rules doesn't sit there and say, what do the rules tell me to do here? He gets off his donkey, he runs to the guy and gets dirty and bloody, bandaging up his wounds, you know, cleaning them with oil and wine. He lifts the guy onto his donkey, walks him to the inn and says, I'll pay whatever it takes. This guy gives better health care than the government does, right? Now, what about that, lawyer? Jesus says, what about that? What about all your rules, right? Who proved to be a genuine, loving neighbor to the beaten and robbed man? And oh, how hard it is for us to admit, the guy who showed mercy. Not the guy who kept the rules. And I hope it sinks in for all of us. Yes, God has rules. He has to. And his rules are good. But the rules aren't the point. Mercy is the point. The rules are to point you to your Savior, Jesus. So let me play around with this a little bit, and I think you'll see it even more. Let's say that Jesus doesn't answer his question with the parable of the Good Samaritan. Let's try something different. So the lawyer asks, well, who is my neighbor, Jesus? Who am I supposed to be loving, right? And let's say Jesus answers in a snarky way and says, well, why don't you just start with your wife? Think about that for a minute, right? Why don't you just start with your wife, right? An easy one. How are you doing on that one, lawyer? How are we doing on that one? Do you always put the best construction on everything your husband does? You always explain everything he does in the kindest way, right? Do you always assume the best in your wife? Do you always talk to your husband when you have a problem with him, or do you go and talk to others first? With your wife, do you always check to see what she needs before you're taking care of yourself? No. You mean you can't love the one person that you actually stood up in front of God and witnesses and said, I promise to love this person till death do us part? If you can't love that person, why are you worried about some other neighbor? Or let's say the lawyer says, well, who's my neighbor? And Jesus says, why don't you start with your brother? How about our brothers and sisters, our siblings? How are we doing at loving them? Right? You never get angry with your brother or sister, right? Never. Or you never talk bad about them to the other siblings, right? You never assume the worst about them. I mean, think about that. If we can't love our own flesh and blood siblings, why are we worried about if we can love people across the globe, terrorists or enemies or something? Or what if Jesus said to the lawyer, why don't you just start with your next door neighbor, right? Well, I can't love them. You know, we've had issues over the property line. You know, and their lawn is always two shades greener than mine. You know, who do they think they are? And their house has 1.2 more square foot of living space. You know, those money lovers, right? If we can't love the person that lives right next door to us, why are we worried about people around, you know, folks across the world? See, we don't need any more rules. I mean, if Jesus had given us any more rules, it's not going to help us. We don't need rules. We need mercy. The sweet mercy of God. And see, now we can see who's really that poor, beaten down guy on the side of the road. We are. That's what God's rules have done to us. They have beaten us down, and we see that we are in desperate shape. We are dying. We are nothing. And, of course, here comes who? Our good Samaritan. Lo and behold, Jesus Christ, who gets off his donkey and runs where? To the cross, right? He rode his donkey on Palm Sunday and got off of it to go and save us, to get dirty and bloody with our sins and give his life for us on the cross. He comes to us with the oil and wine of his mercy, right? Mercy doesn't need rules. It's all gift. So God says, here's my one and only Son whom I've given for you. Believe in him, be baptized into him, confess your sins to him, receive his body and blood in the Lord's Supper, and through him you will learn about love and mercy. And this is the final point. Understand, rules are not going to make you love your neighbor. I could give you 100 rules right now of who you're supposed to love. It doesn't mean you can do it. What really helps us to love our neighbor is God's love and mercy for us. Right? I kind of already said this, but just think about the Good Samaritan. Did he come up and see this guy half dead and say, now, do I have to love this guy? I can't ever remember the rules. You know, am I supposed to be a neighbor to him, or is somebody else supposed to be a neighbor to him, right? No, he just loved him. He just loved him because he had been loved himself. Go show mercy to everyone. You don't need rules. You've got Jesus. Okay, you show mercy to your wife. You show mercy to your husband. Show mercy to your brothers and your sisters. Forgive them and love them. Yes, they're sinners just like you. Show mercy to your next door neighbors. Show mercy to other people here at church. Yes, we're a bunch of big bunch of sinners. Show mercy to your enemies, your friends. Show mercy even to terrorists, those in prison. Show mercy to all, because we don't need rules for that. We just need Jesus. So final point, yes, God has rules, and yes, they're good rules, and we should follow them. But you don't need more rules. You need mercy. Mercy for you, and then mercy for your neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.